Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the NFL Pick'em Show, kids. As always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Got a huge slate of Thanksgiving games to bet on today. You might as well sit on the couch and earn some extra cash while you get fat. Go to mybookie.com, use that promo code Drinking Bros to double your deposit up to $1,000. D'Anthony, it was a great week last week for me. Yeah. Worst week I've ever had in college. Second best week I've ever had in the NFL. I only missed one game.
The Lord giveth.
And then taketh away.
Yeah.
Man, I was in the basement after Saturday, and then Sunday rolls around. I hit 2 5-game parlays on that. Teaser cards, all the fun things. Usually we cover, you know, the losses from the last week. And there was only one for me. And it, of course, D'Anthony, it was my team that fucked me. My own team that fucked me. I bet against the Falcons. I never bet on or against them because they always fuck me. But I felt like Justin Fields was playing great. And I thought Chicago was going to win that game. We have no one on our team. And now Kyle Pitts is out for the Falcons. I bet against him. And then they drove down the field and kicked a field goal with no time left to win the fucking game, dude.
Yeah.
Just quit.
I, to be honest, have enjoyed watching Justin Fields play this year.
Same here.
But that was not great.
It's not great. I mean, look, he's doing the best with what he can there. But if you're the Falcons, what the fuck are you doing, dude? I just don't understand. We're an awful team. You traded Calvin Ridley during the middle of a suspension. Not really sure why. Kyle Pitts, he could potentially be one of the best tight ends in the league one day, is hurt. He's on IR. We've got a converted running back or a wide receiver who's now a running back in Cordell Patterson. And he's been doing that for 2 fucking years, as well as returning kickoffs and punts.
Yeah, he's did I hear right that he's got the most kickoff returns for a touchdown in
history?
Broke
the record.
Now?
It broke the
record.
Who
was it before? The dude, the human joystick guy from Kansas City back in the day? What was his name?
Who was that guy? That little guy.
Dwayne Bowe. Is that who you're talking about?
No. Come on, dude.
He returned a lot of fucking... was it Hester?
No, Hester...
Kevin Hester was a Bear.
Yeah, and he was punts included, right? This is just for kickoffs and kickoffs only.
So he beat Josh Cribbs.
Ah, that's it. Joshua Cribbs.
But Cribbs was a Brown.
He was.
Yeah. Yep. Dante Hall is who I'm thinking
Hall.
Of. Yeah, that guy, man.
Oh,
what a
man.
Fucking...
Holy shit.
Percy Harvin was... He's up in the top five as well.
He was good. but with that, that's all that team is... Marcus Mariota is our starting quarterback, which is a fucking nightmare. But the Falcons are in first place. They're tied with Tampa Bay. I don't know why you want to continue this season. You can't win a Super Bowl. I hate it. I hate watching it. Just tank. Let's get a good quarterback. Let's get a good fucking wide receiver. Let's do something other than what we're actually doing. Go get Bijan Robinson, for Christ's sakes.
Well, does making the playoffs and being a division winner factor in to the draft rankings?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Is it just a positive record?
No, it's so if you're in, then they kind of parcel it out by how many wins you have in the division. So right now, the Falcons end up making it, which I don't even think they will. They'll probably sit around a 14-15 draft pick there, where it's like, dude, just tank the season. There's no reason. Get some fucking dope ass dudes. It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Sucks to watch.
I mean, it makes sense from the coach's perspective, right? And I think that's what homeboy in Miami last year, whatever his name was.
Flores?
Yeah. Mike Flores, is that his name?
Brian,
that's yeah. I think that was his problem. He wasn't guaranteed. Like, if you're the GM and you say, hey, look, we're going to fucking dick around so we can get some draft picks high next year, but you're solid for 2 to 3 years here. We're not going to fire you because of it.
Right.
That was Flores' complaint. Like, I'm going to get fired. They're going to bring in a new coach with these new draft picks, and I have to go explain to people why I fucking suck at coaching. But in reality, you guys were just tanking the whole time.
Yeah, dude.
Which is a legitimate concern. So I think you tank. If you're going to do something like that, go find your coach first.
It is. I mean, look, we've talked about Caleb Williams enough on the show. I love him, but he's still got another year. I'm a fan of Bryce Young. You can tank for him. Like, get somebody in there. Marcus Mariota isn't the answer. And you can throw the gambling aspect out the window. I want a fuck ton of money. This is purely from a fan standpoint at this point. I just don't really get it. And same with the Packers, right? You're 4-7. Mm-hmm. That was the Thursday night game. I lost all the things on that. No longer betting the Packers again the entire year. If you're the Packers at 4-7, tank and get one of these great wide receivers that's coming out in this draft. There's a million of them there.
It would be really funny if they took a fucking quarterback.
Could you imagine,
dude? That would be if Elon Musk just shut Twitter down today, that would be the funniest thing that's ever happened. But this would be a close second.
It sure would. And then the Titans. Look, the Titans are 7-3. Mm-hmm. They beat him, and they did it in convincing fashion. This is the best game that I've ever seen Ryan Tannehill in, except for the last throw of the game when he threw that awful pick for no fucking reason. But they're going to the playoffs again. This weird, shitty team, man. And Derrick Henry had another 28 carries. I don't know how he's still upright. They give that guy 900 carries
a
year.
He's a giant human being.
He is.
He's 6'3", 6'4", and he weighs like 260 pounds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, he's a linebacker that happens to play running back.
The only person I've met that big in real life, I think, was like Earl Campbell.
Chase Young's that big.
Well, Chase Young's not a running back.
Yeah, he's an edge
rusher. Earl Campbell was a running back. Like, you're right. Chase Young, in real life, looks like Derrick Henry, where you're just like, dude, there's no way you should be a running back.
Allstott was like that, too, but again, fullback.
I never met him. I never met that guy. So, yeah, we covered the Bears and the Falcons. Dog shits. Rest of this was great. Bills Browns teased this down in all the teasers. It was 8. It was actually a push at 8 because Cleveland decided to score a touchdown late. Bills have a very, very favorable matchup here because this game that they shifted to Detroit, they actually got to stay there, practice there, and now they're playing Detroit on Thanksgiving this year. I expect them to win again. I don't know who made that decision for the league, but man, that's really favorable for the Bills.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Jesus Christ.
I guess. But this was a pretty interesting game. Interesting because Jacoby Brissett had a really good game.
He did.
Wasn't enough, obviously, but we're now 2 weeks away from fucking Touchy McToucherton coming back.
Yeah.
Like, he's only the Browns play Tampa Bay next week, and that's the last game of his suspension.
And he's coming back against the Houston Texans. Now, we live here, and they put those bullshit games on TV here, so we'll get to see it.
Yeah, we should go.
Maybe. And when is it?
Can you, like, just wear a masseuse outfit?
Oh, God. Could you imagine if we just, all like, get, wore like, masseuse 40 outfits? And we all rubber gloves and the whole fucking thing, dude. That'd be great.
I think you just wear a giant hand costume.
That's too much. They're not gonna let you in with that.
No.
But if you wear like those white doctor robe looking things with the belt,
yeah,
you can get away.
Be great.
With that.
You can get away with that for sure. Next up, Eagles Colts. Got this one. Got lucky on this one. I took the teaser in it. Took this one down from 7 to a pick'em game. Eagles won by 1. That was another victory. That was fun. Eagles have not looked great the last couple weeks. We'll see how this all shapes out. I'm concerned about the running game. Hurts can't be your leading rusher every single game here. And Miles Sanders is going to have to step up. He's on the smaller side of it. But did Ndamukong Suh play in this last game, or is he next week?
No, he played.
Oh, he did. How'd he do?
He
was good, yeah.
Okay.
He and the other guy, the fuck was his name? Brown? Well, who was the other guy that started?
For who? Defense, offense?
For the Eagles. Not started, but the other guy who played, who's a new acquisition.
Oh, on defense. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I forget his name. But, yeah, he played. He went in the week before. So they're fine there. Mm-hmm. It's this offense that hasn't been clicking the last couple weeks. We'll see what happens.
That does happen midseason. I honestly,
it does. I mean, you get bored at 9-1.
Are you talking about Linville Joseph?
Yeah, Joseph. Yeah. Yeah. I think they should probably start using Devonta Smith the same way that the Redskins use Curtis Samuel on those end around plays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's fast as fuck.
I know. Get the ball in that guy's
hands.
He's
a slippery motherfucker. You know, the people, there's only a couple of dudes. You never really think about Curtis Samuel, but there's only a couple of dudes that have over a 2-year period, over 600 yards rushing and over 14 or 2,400 yards receiving.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis Samuel's one, Tyreek Hill's one, Jerry Rice is one. Right, and then there's some other guy. I can't remember who the other one is. But there's only four in history.
With Devonta Smith, that was the fastest wide receiver I've seen in person.
Yeah.
And it was shocking. I agree. Get the ball more to this guy.
I think that would really open up their backfield a lot.
Maybe. He's a blast to watch, and I want more touches out of this guy. Next up, Jets, Patriots. This was as worthless as we said. Don't touch this game. There wasn't an offensive touchdown in this game.
Yeah, no. The greatest ending of all time.
Yes. Yes.
That was the best highlight of the week.
It was
awesome.
It was the only highlight of the entire game. And the Jets had minus 2 yards passing for the second half. Homeboy lost his shit. Garrett Wilson.
Zach
lost
Wilson.
His fucking shit. No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, the wide receiver. Yeah. He said, dude, this is fucking unacceptable. After the game, Salah, the head coach for the Jets, said that there is going to be an open quarterback competition there.
Well, so I don't know about competition. Flacco. No, Mike White is starting this week.
What?
Yeah, they benched Zach Wilson.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck is Mike White?
He played from last year, I think.
He played four games last year. He was actually
decent.
Where did he go to college?
I think Western Kentucky.
Yeah, Western Kentucky.
Hilltopper.
Oh boy. All right. I mean, you're 6-4. You got a shot at the playoffs. All right. Whatever,
not with
man.
Zach Wilson.
Not with Zach Wilson, no.
I mean, I think it's troubling that Saleh said Zach's career here is not over. Because usually you don't have to address that if
sure
it's
don't.
Not true.
Sure don't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be – look, send him to be the backup quarterback in Arizona. He can continue picking up MILFs. That's a good job for him.
Sure is.
This kid's not going to be a premier quarterback in the NFL.
Too small.
Yeah.
Too small. Rams, Saints, told you not to bet this game. A lot of injuries. Stafford ended up leaving, and Dalton came in and had a pretty fucking good game. 21-25, 260 and 3 tutties out of that guy. But, I don't know what you're getting out of these teams. One's 3-7, one's 4-7.
Well, somebody is going to get Daryl Henderson Jr. out of the Rams because they
just got cut today.
They cut him, so, I mean, he's going to end up
on Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. He's good.
He's going to end up on some competitive team, for sure.
If I'm the Eagles, I scoop him up, man. He's good, and I enjoy him. They just didn't fucking use him there. It's Cam Akers, for whatever reason, who's not doing great. He had 14 carries for 61 yards. Next up, Lions, Giants. Man, this is a – we talk about bitch about college coaches and all that shit all the time of, like, how do you find a great unknown coach? I love the fucking coach of the Lions, dude. He gets these guys to play hard every week. They're not the most talented. They'll get there through the draft and everything else. But he's got these motherfuckers up to 4-6, and they beat the Giants at home, who are 7-2.
Yeah.
Good for them, dude. Good for this guy. He's entertaining. His press conferences are fucking hilarious, dude. I'm in on this. And I think this game with the Bills will be closer than we think on Thanksgiving. I really do, but he's fun to watch. And it's rare to say that about a coach. Next up is Ravens, Panthers. Look, we went all in on the Ravens in this one. We won, but I did not think it would be 13-3 with Baker Mayfield starting for the Panthers.
I didn't even look at his stat line.
Oh, Baker's? Yeah, I didn't either. What was it?
It was 21 for 33, 196 yards, 5.9 average, 2 interceptions.
That's awful.
Yeah, it's not great.
That's awful. He'll be right here with us next year.
But it's not much worse than Lamar Jackson.
No.
Who was 24 for 33. So he completed 3 more passes, but for only
209 and a
13
pick.
More yards, yeah. And one less pick. And yeah. He only ran for 31 yards in the game, so he didn't pick it up there either.
It was an ugly game. I will say this, in his defense, he was battling a stomach virus. So he was out for 2 days and didn't practice with the team.
Oh, his tum-tum?
Yes, tum-tum hurted. And this is, by the way, not the first time So apparently Ravens fans have said this guy's diet is dog shit.
It must be if he's getting tummy aches. There
was a guy for the Bulls. Who was it? Who was always eating gummy bears? Was it Derrick Rose?
I don't know. Michael Jordan had a stomach flu game that he scored 40 fucking points in.
Smart. And spit on his own pizza. Oh, that's right. He was eating gummy bears all the time.
Yeah, but Joel Embiid did that as well. But I don't think it made him sick.
But he changed, right?
He just gained too much weight.
He used to drink like 2 pitchers of Shirley Temple a day.
There it is.
And he'd have a hamburger before a game.
So basically the same as not Tom Segura, the machine. What's his name?
Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, yeah. It's great.
It's really funny.
Big
it's
fan.
It's because, you know, he was in America, went to Kansas. He had not eaten like American food beforehand. He just splurged.
100%, dude. You come here for the first time and you have McDonald's. My God, dude, that changes your life. Mm-hmm. I would imagine. Next up, Redskins versus Texans. Don't let them get hot. Redskins are 6-5 with Heinicke at the helm here. I think they found their starting QB the rest of the year. Not that he shouldn't have been the entire year. Wasted a bunch of money on Carson Wentz.
Well,
which was unnecessary, yeah, in my opinion, and you could have put that elsewhere.
Carson Wentz is seen as like a fucking high ceiling guy, but he's not.
I believe this is Mr. Wentz's last year in the league.
Well, no, he'll be a backup somewhere, but you need, for the type of team the Redskins are, you don't need a guy, a flashy dude, trying to make plays downfield and making mistakes. You can't afford to turn the ball over.
Right.
But they have... Antonio Gibson's been good all year. Brian Robinson's been really good since he came in. Not so much in this game, but pretty good. Curtis Samuel had a rushing touchdown, as we mentioned before.
Yep.
This is a well-constructed top third of the league, but not top five team, right? So they'll make the playoffs, I think.
Yeah, and the interesting part of this team, too, is Chase Young was supposed to come back, didn't come back.
Well, no, so here's what actually had happened.
Okay.
I don't know that he's ready to come back yet, but if they don't have him on the roster by this week, then he can't play, and he's not eligible for something. I don't know if it was a contract thing.
Maybe the rest of the year.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe it was that. But whatever it is, they had to put him on the active roster for that reason.
Because this is a wild card team for sure,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
And with Chase Young, it could be pretty fucking... I mean, just a gritty football team. They're not going to win it all or anything, it's a tough team to play.
But they're already lighting people up. Jonathan Allen and Montez Sweat are sacking the fuck out of quarterbacks.
That's what I'm
saying.
You throw Chase Young with those guys, dude? That's a fucking nasty defense.
And he plays on – doesn't he play off of Montez Sweat left side typically?
Sure.
God damn, dude. That you got to – that can't be comfortable, having those two fucking monsters charging after you all the time.
No.
Whatever.
Next up, we got Raiders against the Broncos. Man, this was just as awful as advertised here. Both teams only had 16 points in regulation. The stat about the Broncos was the craziest shit that I've ever read. If the Broncos this year just would have scored on average 18 points a game, it would be 9-1.
Yep.
And they lost again in overtime. Nothing makes me happier than to see two dog shit teams like this just really try their hardest and only score 16 points, and then somebody's going to lose in overtime, and then it's Russell Wilson. Like either loss for me was happy, and I love it.
Well, you got to give it to the coach for the Broncos because they made a big public to-do about him giving up play calling for this week.
Ah.
Right? To try to turn it around. So he was trying to shift some of the blame away from let Russ cook, but it seems like it doesn't matter who's doing the farming. Russ is a bad cook.
Yeah, Russ only had 247 in this game. His contract is more than that. Thank God you guys paid him that. Man, it's Broncos country. Let's ride. Next up, Cowboys, Vikings. My God, this was... I didn't bet this. Didn't know which way this was going to go. But look, Vikings fans, I'm getting hit with a fucking skull bullshit for weeks now. This is your team, and it was 40-3.
Until you start bringing actual Vikings out, I don't want to hear that skull bullshit.
Me neither.
If you show up like Michigan State did in the tunnel and beat the Christ out of some of your opponents and shit like that, steal their shit, pillage, rape their women, all the stuff, fine. You're Vikings.
Be a real Viking.
But until then, just yelling skull at the top of your lungs through dip spit mouth, I don't really care about that
shit. Ain't
going
to do it.
And be very clear what happened here. This is what I said last week in the prediction show for this game. It's a big game, so Kirk Cousins is going to fuck it up.
Yeah,
and that's what happened. Pay no attention to what Dak Prescott or anybody else for the Cowboys did in this game. That is irrelevant.
Yeah.
The Vikings suck. when it fucking matters, they suck.
And they're going to fuck it up in the playoffs, too. This was just a nice precursor to what you're going to see during the first or second round of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We all know it's coming. It's Kirk Cousins, bro.
Oh, that's a first round. Well, they may actually get a bye.
No, because now you've got to win it all and be number one in your – it's going to be the Eagles. So if you're two, you've got to play the first week.
Maybe the what's the Eagles? Well,
9-1.
No, I know their record, but what's their schedule look like down the stretch?
It's easy. They got the Giants.
So. They got a bunch of fucking.
I don't believe in the Giants. I don't believe in the Cowboys. Who else is in that division? The Bears. Oh my. The Bears in that?
No, the Commanders.
Oh, the Commanders.
Yeah, but so they don't play
the Commanders will be tough.
They got the Giants twice. They got at Dallas.
They'll beat the Giants.
They have Saints at home.
Dallas will be tough.
At the Bears, that's
Saints they'll beat.
Play Titans.
Bears they'll beat.
Tennessee at home.
Tennessee will be tough.
This week is the Packers at home. I don't think that's going to be a problem.
No. There's two losses there, but that should be good enough.
Yeah.
I think they'll
unless
be
the Vikings go on a run,
three.
But they don't typically finish out the season.
Sure don't.
Like that.
No.
So, yeah.
Next up, Bengals versus Steelers. Look, Burrow threw four touchdown passes in this. He started 0-2. He told everybody to fucking relax. And they're in prime position for another playoff run, these guys. I don't know when Ja'Marr Chase comes back, but if he comes back, hey, dude, they're peaking at the right time. They're playing some good football right now. Don't know how the Steelers scored 30. How did Kenny Pickett do in this game? This was not televised.
I don't know, but Najee Harris had a good game. Two touchdowns. Kenny Pickett, man, he threw the ball 42 times.
25, yeah. 42, 265, a touchdown, and he had two carries for 14 yards.
That's a middling game, but it was
not terrible.
Did they have defensive scores? What happened here?
No, Najee Harris had a couple touchdowns. They were running the ball a lot, which they should. That's what the Steelers
field
do.
Field goal.
It's not terrible.
Three field goals. Yeah.
So we'll see.
That's better than I would have expected out of the Steelers, but that's kind of a rivalry game too. And TJ Watt is back and he's playing really well.
Yeah.
But even then, 37 points as what you should expect.
Last but not least here to end the Sunday was the Lazy Chiefs. Lazy Chiefs were lazy again. Came back, scored, won the game. Ho hum. You've got to drop the spread down on these. The reason why I am always, always preaching these fucking teasers, you've got to drop it down on the Chiefs every game. They will win, but they'll just wait until they're bored and at the end of the game, and then they'll throw a touchdown and act like nothing happened. Same thing happened in this game. Look, it's great having Mahomes on fantasy. I'm destroying some people in that. The Pacheco kid is one that I told you about a few weeks ago, maybe in week six, to start picking up and stashing on your benches. He's going to take the full starting role here.
Yeah.
He's really fucking good. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who I also drafted, I drafted him as a backup, handcuff guy for this, has looked like dog shit this year. Pacheco finally, they let him go. They let him start. 15 carries for 107 yards in this game. And watch him down the stretch. That could win you a fantasy football championship, especially as these running backs start to go down. Some of these teams are out of the playoffs. They will be in it, and they have to play the entire schedule because of how good the Bills are if they want that first round bye. So look for these Chiefs guys to light it up. Again,
Herbert non-fantasy related, but Herbert looked really good in this game, but especially considering the fact that he was on his back most of it. He got sacked five fucking times.
Yeah.
But he still managed to throw for 280 and two touchdowns, and I feel bad for that guy.
I did too. Like, they'll figure it out there. This team will put it together.
I think Mike Williams and Keenan Allen both came back this week. So
they did, yeah.
We'll see how it goes. I don't know.
I think the Chargers will figure it out and get in the playoffs. I do. And then the 49ers, man. This was the last one. This was a fucking blowout down in Mexico, down there.
I don't know why it was so clear. So the spread was what, 8?
Yes.
I think it was 8. So I took it down to minus -1.
It was double digits.
Well, so here's what happened. So when we bet this game, and this was in all the parlays and teasers and everything else, if you're in Drinking Bro Sports on Facebook, I always post these before. This was in all the teasers. This was the last game to win all the cards for us. So it was minus -8. We dropped it down to minus -1. Now what happened was on Monday when we did Monday morning recap, they announced that Kyler Murray wasn't going to play, and that's when the spread jacked up to 10. 10 and a half. So
I got it. It was in a teaser of mine at minus -1. That's
what it was. So because we had minus -8 before the weekend started, and that was a fun thing. But also, look, they had said Kyler probably wasn't going to play. So,
and this is also, by the way, I didn't know this until the game. I guess I didn't really care to do too much research because Murray was going to be out. But apparently Garoppolo lights up the Cardinals every time they play. Like, this is the one good game a year he has.
He had four touchdowns in this game, and this is, in my opinion, I know I've said it the last few weeks, now that they got CMC, this is the only team that can really compete against the Eagles out of the NFC to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's got like...
They look better and better every week, these guys.
By the way, since... So for this season, at least, Garoppolo, when C-Mac is on the field, has like an 82% completion percentage or something like that, and when he's off the field, it's 63.
Yeah.
That guy might be the most important weapon in the NFL this year.
Find out down the stretch, man. Great pickup by these guys. And once again, I think it's down to them and the Eagles. Now, the Eagles will get home field, so 49ers will have to go there, I think. To go to the...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The Super Bowl, but they look good. They look good. As always, again, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinkin' Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. This week's spreads, the over-unders, all the things are all the numbers from MyBookie.com. If you're out there, it's Thanksgiving, you want to bet on some games because you hate your family or just want something on in the background to feel alive for, head on over to MyBookie.com. Turn your love of sports into your new side hustle there. Try to win some money. I won a ton on Sunday. Lost a bunch on Saturday. Evened out, though. I think it was plus 1,800 for the weekend. But it was that was a dark Saturday for me. Great NFL Sunday. Hopefully, I can repeat it this week in the NFL here. Also, if you're at home or you're at your loved ones for the holidays and you want to go to some of these games, go to drinkingbrostickets.com. We got tickets for all this shit. It's about $10 cheaper than StubHub. Really, it's just the back-end fees you're just setting, so no mystery there to it. But if you're out there and you want to go, surprisingly, these Lions tickets are very expensive. People are pretty amped about this.
This is probably the biggest game that's going to happen there this year.
Probably, right?
No surprise.
So yeah, go to drinkingbrostickets.com. You can get them for $130 right now. Maybe it's the morning game and everybody can still have Thanksgiving in the afternoon. This is Bills against the Lions. This is a monstrous spread, though, man. This is 9.5 for the Bills. Where are you at in this one? I know where I'm going. Over-under is 54.5. I know exactly where I'm going for this game.
I don't know. The Lions have been playing pretty tight games lately.
Sure have.
9.5 is too much.
So me personally, I'm jacking this up because I love it. And I like to watch the whole games in the background. I'm jacking this up to plus 16.5 for the Lions. I'm going to take this over under down to 47.5. And that will be my teaser for the entire game there. I don't think the Bills are going to beat them by 17 points. The Lions have been playing tough. For whatever reason, they always end up scoring these garbage touchdowns too in the fourth quarter, even when they're down. So I don't think – look, Bills are playing, 4 days in a row here and after the travel and all that shit. They've got to be tired. I'm taking the Lions here, plus 16.5.
Yeah, I think Josh Allen is still kind of banged up too, to be honest.
He is.
So I don't know if that's affecting how much he's running, which is a big weapon for them, just on third down. Like, if you're going to run the ball and control the clock, the one thing you got to be really good at is converting third downs, right? Because that's the one that fucks you. If you get two short runs, two 4-yard runs, you still got to convert third and two, right? His legs allow them to do that more often than most teams are able. But he only ran the ball three times last game.
Right.
Here are his stats for the last couple of games. 12 attempts for 32 yards, 6 for 49, 9 for 86, 6 for 84, and then 3 for 7 yards. and the long was one or a six rather.
Right.
So the other runs he didn't get anything on. So I think maybe that's been neutralized for now. I don't think he wants to run and risk getting his shoulder jammed up again or his elbow or whatever the fuck it is.
We'll find out. By the way, side note, if you have Williams, the running back for Detroit, chances are you're winning your fantasy football league. This guy has 12 touchdowns on the year. He's been a beast, close to 700 yards. That guy, big fan.
Mm-hmm.
Did not get him in any of my leagues, and it has fucked me in some of them.
I've got him, but everybody else fucked me. I had Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback.
Oh, boy.
So,
yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Next up, the 3:30 game is, or 4:30, I should say. Yeah, we're in Central. Giants against the Cowboys. Great game. Another gigantic spread in this one. Giants are 7-3. So are the Cowboys. They're both tied for first, but the spread is minus 10 for the Cowboys. What do you think of that?
I think Vegas falls into the same trap the Cowboys fans do. Right?
Yeah.
It's Bob mentioned it. I don't remember if it was the Monday morning recap or if it was the show yesterday, but there's three or four games a year where Dak Prescott just goes wild and that pads his stats for the season. You look at him in the aggregate and you're like, oh, those are pretty good stats. And then you see what he does in crunch time. He fucking sucks,
yeah.
Right? 10 points, no fucking way.
Yep.
The Giants' defense is actually pretty good. Like, I don't buy this at all.
The over-under is also 45.5 in this game. Because I don't like the night game that night, I'm going to do the same exact thing that I did with the Bills. I'm going to take plus 17 for the Giants, and I'm going to drop this over-under down to 38.5 in this one. And that's where I'm going with the over in that. 17 is a lot of points. Both teams are tied for first. I don't see him beating him by that much. pardon me. And I hate the night game. The Patriots versus the Vikings. I hate this next game.
I think going up and taking the under might be the move on that, because the Cowboys defense has been showing out lately.
They are, but they've been scoring a lot of points. I think the Cowboys alone can score 24. Mm-hmm. And even if it's a 24-14 game, you still win in that one. And I think that's probably where that final score lands. I hate unders. We all know that if you've watched the show for years. I don't enjoy them at all. Speaking of which, this next one is gross. This is Patriots Vikings. This is Minnesota minus 2.5 at home. And the over-under is only 42.5 in this game. Patriots are terrible on offense. Why are they not starting Zappe?
I don't know. Mac Jones is not. I mean, none of them are good. So who cares, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what fucking goes through Belichick's mind. I mean, he just tries to get into situations where he can dictate the terms of the fight and use what assets he has, which makes him a good coach, but this team sucks.
He's also, I think, doing this thing like, you know, you get Madden and you just obliterate and you just keep winning and winning. And finally, you're like tired of having dope rosters and good drafts. So you just like field the shittiest roster you can and play on like whatever the highest level is, all pro or whatever, and just see what happens.
Yeah. Either way, man, it's an awful team to watch. I hate it. I think Minnesota probably covers this, to be honest with you, just because the Patriots cannot score a fucking point. And I don't see them losing by 42 weeks in a row. But who knows? It's the fucking Vikings and Kirk Cousins. I'm taking Minnesota. I'll take this game, actually. I've talked myself into it. I'm taking Minnesota minus 2.5. It's a field goal game here. I don't know where the offense is going to come unless they put Zappe in, and that will fuck me.
Delco, you got the Patriots money line here?
Man, I do not enjoy watching this Patriots team.
I don't know either, it's the worst. It's, man, but it's been like this for a while. It was the last couple of years of Tom Brady were like this too.
Yeah.
I mean, he bullied Zach Wilson into not being the starting quarterback anymore. They kicked the shit out of Goff in Detroit.
Yep.
I don't know. Every now and then their defense is starting to like show up.
Well, it's the only thing they have, so they don't have a choice. But it's gross, and I don't like it. And I'll take the Vikings in minus 2.5. I'm not going to fuck with anything.
I don't know. Cousins,
I'm not going to fuck with anything in this game. I'm going to do it. It's Thanksgiving. Like, I'm going to do it.
Dallas's defense played well last week, but to score 3 points on a team with Dalvin Cook and Justin Jefferson, maybe the best two at their positions in the league, Kirk Cousins should be in prison for that. He should be in jail for at least like 2 weeks.
Well, He might be.
Let's arrest him.
He might go to jail. Next up, we got the Buccaneers at the Browns. This is Tampa Bay minus 3.5. I couldn't like a game less than this, to be honest with you. Brissett, it's his last week, right?
Yep.
We talked about this.
He'll probably throw for 4 touchdowns.
Probably, because he's playing to go to somewhere else next year. And this is his last shot, and he looked fucking great last week.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay never does well up north. Tom Brady's used to it, obviously, but it's the rest of these fucks that aren't. It's going to be chilly up there. I don't touch this game at all. I will have nothing on this game all the way around. Tickets are $33 if you're in Cleveland and want to go see it on Sunday, though. Are you touching this?
No, it feels like it's going to be a dogfight, to be honest. Yeah, the Buccaneers don't travel to cold weather very well. And, you know, somebody made that comment about the Dolphins as well. Like, we're not going to start taking them seriously as a playoff contender. They're going to be a playoff team, obviously, but like a real contender until they go somewhere cold and win a game.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, a fair assessment.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not touching this one.
Next up, we got the Bengals against the Titans. This is a great game. Man, this is going to be a street fight. You and I were actually at this playoff game when the Bengals kicked the game-winning field goal to advance here. We were right behind the bench for this one. This is Cincinnati minus 2. This is exactly where the spread should lie. As a gambler, I'm not going to bet it because I don't like it. But as a fan, I'm going to watch it because this will be a dogfight. And this could determine what happens to the Bengals going forward, right?
Yeah. It'll be a big win for them if they can pull it off. And there's a chance Jamar Chase practiced today. So maybe he's playing. If that's the case, then I think the Bengals at minus 2. He practiced today. I'm going to take the Bengals at minus 2 right now.
Okay.
Just because I think he's going to play.
Gotcha. I'm not going to touch it, but...
But I might hedge on that if he ends up not playing. I might go the
other way. Good thing is you have until Sunday on this one, so you're good. It's not a Thanksgiving game. Next up, Texans against the Dolphins. Whoa, boy, that's a monster spread there. This is Miami minus 13.5.
85 degrees at kickoff in that one, so...
Is it really?
Yeah. Beautiful day.
Shit, if you're down there. Get some hard AF seltzer and party. Fucking tailgate for this one. Terrible team the Texans are. They're 1-8-1 this year. They've completely given up, and I like that. You should.
Mm-hmm.
You need a lot on that team. You need quarterbacks, running backs, receivers. You need all of the things there. They will lose this game. And the one thing I – what are they against the spread, Bob? What's Texans? They usually end up oddly covering like half of these games, even though they're so shitty.
Damian Pierce. From Florida, who's a rookie running back. He's going to get about 1,300 yards on the ground this year.
Might. He's up to 780 already.
Houston is 4-5-1.
4-5-1 against the spread. Yeah, so, I mean, exactly 50% pretty much. Yeesh. I take this down.
Your favorite team is the best against the spread right now.
Who's that?
The Titans.
They're 7-3.
8-2.
I know.
Spread.
And everybody hates them. Vegas hates them. Vegas hates them again this week. At home, they're still not favored this week, and they're 7-3. Yeah, with this one, I'll take down to 6.5 and put this in a teaser. I got the Dolphins in this one.
Yeah, I mean, probably they'll run the score up on this one and at home. It's probably going to be a 3-touchdown game, to be honest. This is probably going to be a blowout.
Probably.
Take it at 6.5.
It's just Tua for me. That's the only reason I hesitate with this guy. Because if he gets hit, he's dead.
Yeah, not his capability, no. Just like his health. Yeah,
just whether or not he's going to live or die every single week. Next up, Bears-Jets. Not a prayer. This is Jets minus 4.5. I don't fucking touch this goddamn game at all. Sorry about it. Don't care about this team. Who's Mike White is starting? Still don't know who that is.
That's a person that exists.
In the world? And he's actually a quarterback for... Yeah.
He's actually okay.
He's a starting quarterback for an NFL team.
Yeah.
Well, find out Sunday.
Well, the over-under is 39, so... And that's not even close to the worst this week.
Is it really? Oof. Oh, you're right. Holy shit. Man. All right. Falcons versus the Redskins up next. This is Redskins minus 4.5 in this one. Who you got, Anthony?
I mean, they play tight, so you can take this to Falcons plus 10.5. You're probably safe.
God damn it. I'm not going to do it. Falcons have boned me. It's too many times, too. Too many fucking times in this one. They're actually a half a game behind.
Yeah.
The Buccaneers for first place. That's incorrect.
The Redskins are fucking, that defense is tight.
It is.
It looks good. It's looked good the last couple of weeks.
It is. Kyle Pitts is out too. Yeah, fuck it. I'll take the Redskins this week. I forgot Kyle Pitts is on IR.
You're going to take him at 4.5?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take him at 4.5. They should win. This is stupid. This fucking Falcons team is so goddamn stupid. Next up is Broncos Panthers. Is there a worse game in the history of the universe than this game?
They should have played that. You know how they play games in London and then in Mexico City? They should have played this in fucking Iran.
Yep.
Right in the middle of the protest.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, where are you guys executing people this week? We're going to play our football game there.
Russell Wilson has 7 touchdowns this year through the air. That's unbelievable. This is Denver minus 2.5. Look, if you or a loved one is contemplating suicide, you can go to this game, I guess.
So the over-under is 36.
Yeah, so you could take that to 29 if you wanted to. And I still wouldn't trust it.
Nope, not one fucking
prayer.
That
would be a 16-13 game, and I wouldn't trust that either. Don't
waste your money on this.
No, pretend this does not exist. Next up, we got the Ravens against the Jaguars. This is Baltimore minus 4 at Jacksonville. Who you got?
Man, that's the Jaguars play tough, man. What's their record against the spread? They fucking lose a lot of close games. They're super young, and they don't really.
ATN's having a great year.
Yeah, he is. He's going to get about 1,300 yards as well. Yeah. But the Ravens have looked like shit recently.
Oh, yeah.
And the Jaguars have looked okay.
Jaguars are 3-7.
Against the spread?
Yeah.
Shit, they're 3-7 in real life.
How about that?
Weird, huh? Art imitates life.
4.5, or it's 4. Yeah, I'll take.
I know.
4 is a weird number.
It is, dude. Because then even if you take it the other side, it's 3. Yeah, I'm it up to 11 for Jacksonville.
Not going to bet that.
Yeah, me neither, dude. All right, because I actually think the Jaguars could win this game. For real.
Well, then
Lamar
just go,
Jackson's offense hasn't been great.
Just go Jags money line then, if you're so confident.
I'm not that confident.
It's just money.
Let's fucking ease up on that. I'm not that confident.
If this were a later in the afternoon game, I would probably wait and see how I did in the morning and bet the money line on the Jags, but I'm not going to bet now.
Yeah.
If it was a 3 o'clock game, I would bet the money line.
Next up is Chargers against the Cardinals. This is Chargers minus 4.5. I will bet this game, and I will bet the Chargers if Kyler Murray is out.
Yeah.
Do we know if he's out, Bob? Is Kyler Murray playing this week, or what's his situation?
Yeah, have there been any fucking new maps on Call of Duty that he has to go tend to, or...
What's his sitch there, video game wise? Because that's kind of where we're gonna live with this.
I mean, it's a hamstring injury.
It's progressing, but the team wants him to be fully healthy before they put him back on the field.
Do you think he squads up with Ben Simmons online?
It has to. The two of those fucks.
I don't know which. If you talk shit to Ben Simmons, does he just like quit and throw his remote on the ground, his controller? Quit it. He looked great last night.
In a loss to the Sixers.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Without Embiid, without Maxey,
without anybody, and they lost.
Harden was out.
Who else?
Tobias had like 26 or something.
Yeah, I thought he got fucked up, but luckily it was just a tweak.
How was it? Were they booing him and shit?
Not as much as I thought.
All right.
But they did boo him, and certain times when they when he made a play, or when he was at the free throw line, or when he got the. Sometimes after a big Sixers score and then they took the ball out of bounds and he took it up the court when he had the ball, they would boo a little bit, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
DeAnthony Melton had 22.
Boo. Really?
Yeah. Who?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Shit.
Next up, we got the Raiders against the Seahawks. This is in Seattle. This is Seattle minus 3.5. I'm going to take Seattle on this one. They had a bye week. They've had 2 weeks to prepare for the Raiders. And let's face it, the Raiders are the Raiders.
Yeah, and the Seahawks are doing their old school shit, which is playing tight defense and not turning the ball over. And you can win a lot of games like that. You can win more. You can win like 60% of your games just with that strategy if you have a competent team. And the Raiders are as incompetent as the team gets. So
right.
I agree.
Yeah. I'll take the Seahawks in that one. Next up, we got the Rams versus the Chiefs. Ugh. Monstrous spread here.
God damn.
14. This is minus 14.5 for KC.
This is a fucking Super Bowl rematch.
Right, but the problem is Stafford is more than likely out. I don't know who the backup is for the Rams, but he will be in there. Oh, that's so many fucking points though for an NFL game.
It's well, John Wolford would be the backup, but he's questionable
Bryce
as well.
Bryce Perkins is starting.
Yeah, Bryce Perkins for Virginia. He's
this should be 90-0 then. Yeah. If the Chiefs actually fucking played, that's the bitch of this team, man. It's like, are they going to play? If they actually played, yes, they would win by 40. If they fuck around and just win by a touchdown, that wouldn't shock me either. The Chiefs will win. 14.5, so many points, man. Even at taking this down, you're still at 7.5 there.
Mm.
And then you're just trusting the Chiefs to care. They're so hard to bet on, man. I when this team is on, they're the best. It's the best team to watch.
You got to feel bad for Donald.
Yeah, he's still playing.
Because he could have just
packed it in.
Gone to the sun. I mean, he's making plenty of money.
He got a ton of money, though.
This has got to suck for him.
Yeah, it's got to suck.
I'm not. 14.5 is way too much.
Same. I'll check back in with me on Sunday on this one. Saints 49ers is up next. God damn it, these spreads are huge.
This is too much as well.
-9.5 for San Francisco.
I'll go Saints +16.5.
So this, luckily, I will take. Oh, I'm taking the other way. I'm going San Fran -2.5 in this one. I'm going to take this down to 2.5.
I don't know, man.
I think they win by a field goal. I do. The fucking 49ers have been rolling.
Jimmy Garoppolo is good against certain teams and not good against certain teams.
This is Andy Dalton, though.
It doesn't matter. It's not about that.
At home, I don't think it's going to happen. I'm at San Fran -2.5. You're going to take it up and take the Saints?
Yeah.
All right. 16.5 in that one. Sunday night game is a fun one. Packers at the Eagles. Now, I lied earlier when I said I wasn't going to bet another Packers game. I actually am, because I'm going to take the Eagles in this one. It is -6.5, and I'm going to take the Eagles in this game.
So, you know what? I'm looking through the back catalog here, and New Orleans is one of the teams that Garoppolo is good against. So I'll go 2.5 San Francisco. I just want to correct that.
Okay.
But I agree with this. The Packers are going to get humiliated in this game.
Yep.
I think this is a good game. For Green Bay's had a lot of problems with their run defense recently, which is something that was a strength of theirs. I think this is a good opportunity for the Eagles to get it back on track, prioritize the run game, convert on third down, and beat the Packers probably by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's what I expect out of this game.
Yeah, I'm in on this.
You can take a 6-point teaser and make it Philly minus.
I do all the things, because usually in these Sunday night games, I do the same thing too. Same thing as I do in this Thursday games. I take the over under, I put that in a teaser, and I parlay both just because I want to watch the whole thing. So this will be a 6.5 teaser. I'll take it down to a pick'em for Philly, and I'll take the over under down to 40 and enjoy my life. It's going to be 50 at kickoff. Should be fine weather there in Philadelphia, and the Eagles should have no problems with this bullshit team from Green Bay. Last but not least here on the Monday night game is the Steelers at the Colts. This is Indy -2.5. Yeesh. I would say this. If I lose this weekend, especially if I lose at a high stake game, I have a ton of money on that. If I lose, I'll end up betting this. But right now, this is not in the cards. There's a million other games I am going to bet this week, and it's a great week for gambling. This game, though, Steelers looked all right last week. The Colts, I still don't know. Look, Jeff Saturday, the thing is, it's fun,
mm-hmm.
and I enjoy it. And it's only a field goal game. Check back in with me on Monday, though. I might bet it.
This might be one where you're safe taking the under.
The under's 39.
I think it might be one where I, not just safe, but this seems like, usually I'm nervous about unders because anything can happen, but I don't think these teams are going to score many points.
39. You can drop this down to 32 if you wanted to.
I, whew. 32, though, it's like.
I know.
Do you expect more than a 16-13 game?
That's
out of
a
this?
17-16 game. Is what
yeah,
it is.
But a 16-13 game doesn't cover that. So
sure doesn't.
And that's probably what this is going to be.
I know.
The Steelers, who the fuck even plays offense other than Najee Harris there?
I don't know. They traded their wide receiver. Claypool went to.
Have they considered putting Mason Rudolph back in there just to use racial slurs and upset the other team? Because what they're doing right now is not working.
If you tear off his face mask and let him play, give him a leather helmet.
Kenny Pickett has 3 touchdowns and 8 interceptions right now.
For the season?
He's the worst quarterback in the NFL right now.
Looking good. Looking good.
What's that noise?
That's me.
Oh. Damn, I thought that was me.
No, I was checking the message boards here. Is anybody in the message board is going to bet this fucking game? on YouTube.
I can't imagine. I mean, maybe some homers and shit. Pittsburgh fans are pretty loyal, but I don't know if they bet their team a lot. Like, they show up to the games no matter how good the team is, for sure, and support them, but I don't know if they bet.
Yeah, they're not stupid like that. Yeah.
Well, that's not true. Pennsylvania is the dumbest state in the goddamn country.
We're trying to get Pittsburgh a little rub.
No, yeah, fuck Pittsburgh.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's... I can't bring myself to bet on this. Although I'm going to watch it just because I like seeing... Jeff Saturday's got a really nice haircut.
Well...
I like seeing him on the sidelines.
Yeah, he's a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. We have the Monday Morning Recap show on Mondays. I usually always bet this game, so check back in on Monday. You'll know how much money I've won or lost based on that Ohio State game. So, yeah.
Ruben Schneider says Steelers by 10, so he's already started drinking. Gross. I think it's about time for us to start drinking.
Gross.
As well.
I think so, too.
Jared will be here in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, let's start boozing. speaking of which, if you're at home, go to hardafseltzer.com. New flavors are out. Get them shipped right to your house. If you're in Florida or Tennessee, pop into the stores. They're cheap, and you get super fucked up. The new flavors, by the way, are in Florida already.
Yep.
There was a dude today who bought 4 cases, and he's got the new flavors. I haven't had them in cans yet.
Same.
So go and get them, dude. Get the Hard AF Seltzers. The new flavors are out. Get them shipped to your house. I just got mine shipped yesterday. I got 4 cases shipped over. Can't wait to try them. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, kids. Plenty to bet on at mybookie.com. It's going to be a fun fucking 3-4 days worth of gambling. And then obviously we got the college rivalry week happening as well, so you can bet on that. For D'Anthony, D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the NFL Pick'em Show. Good night, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.